You are welcome, sir.
Somebody there, praise the Lord. Our pastor said, your amen, your hallelujah is local. And he wanted global. Global amen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Our God is here because he is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. That means that word omni, almighty, everywhere, all at the same time, is there with you, is there with everyone, everywhere, connected now. And he wants to do everything he has promised to do through the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent him so that you will be saved. He sent him so that you will get to heaven eventually. And we talk about some blessings here on earth. We have to, because we're still on earth. But really, ultimately, we're looking at how to get to heaven. And so the emphasis of the GCK is to make sure, first of all, you're sure of your ticket to heaven. We're talking about salvation, about change of life, about transformation of life. And then, while we're secure, that important thing now on earth, because we're still here, we'll talk about healing. Healing is not number one. We'll talk about the blessings we have on earth. That is not number one. Getting to heaven, having a relationship with God, be totally transformed and renewed. That is the number one. You will get number one. And then you will get number two. And you will even get number three. The fullness of the outpouring of the anointing of the Lord working in every life. As you pay attention, as you hear, as you receive, as you repent, as you believe, mighty blessings will come upon your life. Amen. We're praying now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, here we come. We come because you have invited us. Not just invited us to the crusade. You have invited us that we will live with you forever and ever in heaven. We honor the invitation and we come. And we pray, Lord, you lead us by your Spirit. Lead us by your grace. Turn our lives around for the better. Make us candidates of heaven and then recipients of blessings here on earth. Well, thank you, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can see now we're coming to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day. What day? Now, Isaiah had been talking about Christ. He just spoke about him in chapter 9. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And now it comes to chapter 10. He said, in that day, after that child, the Son of God, Jesus, is born. It says, in that day, when the Son of God is sacrificed for us on the cross of Calvary, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, giving for salvation, giving for redemption, giving for liberation and for total freedom. It says, in that day, when Calvary has taken place, when Christ has died for us, when then the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. That means wonder worker. In that day, and he will be the everlasting Father, the mighty God. And then it says, the zeal of the Lord shall do this and accomplish it. And this is the day we're living now, in that day, because Christ has come, because Christ has offered himself, the final sacrifice, the full sacrifice, and his blood washes away, takes away all sin from our lives. And then it says, the body shall be taken from off thy shoulder, the burden of oppression and the burden of affliction, the burden of iniquity taken off from your shoulder. Remember, in that day, after Christ had come and after Christ had offered himself, then it says, and his yoke from off thy neck, the yoke of the enemy. You know, there are people, when you were born into the world, they knew not. And when you came to where you are now, they did not know. But they discovered that you are there. And they just delight in putting a yoke upon your shoulder, a burden upon your mind. But it says, as you look unto Jesus, his yoke, the yoke of the enemy, and the yoke of the taskmaster, and the burden that anyone tries to put upon your life, his yoke will be taken from off your neck. God bless you. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, please, in your local church, you can, you know, say something that goes up. That's local. This is global. So, all those extraneous things and everything that anyone does, what we've been doing in your local place, don't bring it to the global crusade here. When you need to say amen, I'll tell you to say the amen. Don't bring local to the global. And it says, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Which anointing? Look at Acts chapter 10. Verse 38, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That day came. Christ paid the full and the final sacrifice. And before he did that, to show that he was to come, and in his day, at his time, all yokes will be broken. He came and he went about doing good, preaching the gospel, showing the light, showing the way of salvation to the people. And he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. The devil had put a yoke on their heart, on their mind, in their lives, in their body. But Jesus, the one to come with the great anointing, the one to come with the new anointing, the one to come with the yoke breaking anointing, he came. And the Lord God, his Father, was with him. And so he healed everyone. And then Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The Lord Jesus is with us here. Amen. He's with you there. Amen. And what he did in that day after he died on the cross, and he said, it is finished. Your problems are finished. Amen. Your sin, finished. Amen. Your iniquity, finished. Amen. Because now Christ has done what the Father expected him to do, and he comes to set you free. This is your day. This is my day. It will happen in Jesus' name. I'm preaching to you tonight on breaking the yoke or the new anointing. Please underline that word, new. What do I say? New anointing. Because the anointing of Jesus, who came to establish the new covenant. The new covenant that has better promises. And because he comes, and he comes in the new covenant with the new anointing. That new anointing of Christ is not the anointing of a man, the anointing of a preacher, the anointing of Christ. The new anointing that Christ brought, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And now he goes about, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And with that new anointing of the new covenant, he breaks every yoke, he forgives sin, he saves our souls, he gives us new life in Christ, and he heals our body, he delivers us from demons and evil spirits, breaking the yoke with the new anointing. Three things I'm looking at. Number one, recognizing the yoke of infirmity and impossibility. The yoke of infirmity. Infirmity or sickness or impotence, they all come and they bring a yoke on the man, a yoke on the woman, a yoke on the child. The yoke of infirmity and impossibility, that it even becomes impossible to shake yourself free from them. But you recognize, then you bring it to the Lord tonight. He'll break that yoke out of your life. Number two is repenting of the yoke of idolatry and immorality. You know, many people don't understand that some yokes they brought upon themselves. And that one, you have to repent of that. You came to this world and idolatry was far away somewhere in the jungle. idolatry somewhere far away in that corner of the occultic man, and you carried yourself there, and you brought yourself, your mind, your heart, your life, your soul, and even your family under that idolatry. Now you went there to carry that yoke. You must repent of that. Immorality, what did you know immorality? When you were one day old, no, you didn't know. Immorality had been there, and then you were growing up. You carried yourself into that immorality. And now, to be free, very difficult for you, because it's become a yoke. But tonight, the Lord will break that yoke. The yoke of idolatry, the yoke of immorality. As you repent and you say, Lord, forgive my foolishness. I took myself, I plunged myself into idolatry and immorality. Now I want to come out, because it's destroying your life. Is shaking out every good thing out of your life. You want to be free. It's difficult for you. But now, today, I said today, as you turn away from all those things you brought yourself into, you repent of bringing that yoke of idolatry, of immorality upon yourself, the Lord will forgive you. And the Lord will set you free. He'll destroy that yoke. The yoke of occultism, the yoke of the powers of darkness, and the yoke of the gang that you brought yourself into tonight, is that night when the Lord will take everything away in Jesus' name. Number three is releasing all. That means everyone, releasing all from the yoke through his instruction and intercession. Jesus prayed for you, and tonight the prayer of Jesus will be fulfilled in your life. His intercession, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You didn't know. You didn't know that those steps you were taking would lead you to perdition, to destruction. It will take you away from paradise and will lead you into perdition. You didn't know. You thought you were playing game. You thought you were enjoying yourself. And Jesus said, in praying for you, is intercession for you, forgive them, Father. They don't know. They don't know. They're just children of yesterday. They don't know the future. They do not know what they are doing, and the Lord tonight will release you. Amen. Now a global amen. Amen. Come to number one. Number one is to recognize. Now, if you don't recognize you have a problem, how are you going to solve the problem? But you recognize the yoke of infirmity and impossibility. We're looking at Luke chapter 13, and I read from verse 11. Luke 13 verse 11, it says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, bent over, and could in no wise lift up herself. That was the yoke of infirmity. For 18 years, that yoke had been upon her, it bowed her down. It made her not be able to go where she wanted to go. She couldn't even see the near future because she was bowed down. And she was powerless. She couldn't kind of release herself or free herself from all that. You know, in life, the things that come upon the lives of people, they cannot even see the future. They can't plan for the future. They're bowed down. They only see the ground, the circle around which they stand. And so their actions are all confined. The movement, all confined. And sickness does that. When somebody is bedridden, when somebody is on a bed of sickness and affliction, all she can think about is the pain. All she can think about is the limitation. All she can think about is the confinement. Infirmity is a yoke. And for this woman, it was a yoke for her that she could not lift up herself. In no wise could she do that. She tried. They gave her this. She tried it. No way. It didn't work. He brought this other thing from the other side. No way. It will not work. And she tried year after year. And yet the infirmity was there. Like a yoke she could not shake off. If you look at your life, you will see there the limitation that had been there for a long, long time. If you look at your life, you will see. It's like, you know, that in a village, they'll tie a goat around a pole. And the goat can only move with the distance of that rope. The goat can move around, but only within that circle, confined. Many people are like that. It's like they're goats tied, and they're tied around the pole. They can only do what they have learned to do in that confinement, in that limitation. And it's like they cannot see any future beyond the rope that tied them. Is the yoke of infirmity. And you recognize that and you come to Christ, the only one that is able to break every yoke. And tonight, he'll break the yoke of your life in Jesus' name. Look at your life. Have you seen the merry-go-round? What you did before is what you are doing now. And what you did, what you are doing now, is what you have always done. You just don't know a better way. You do not have a better path. And you do not know a better life. Just that all the time. And your life, you might smile, but you are smiling in confinement. You might even laugh. You're laughing in confinement. You might say, I'm happy. It's like that goat just going around the pole, but cannot go beyond the length of the rope that ties him. And the you know, that goat can jump and say, I'm happy, because it chooses to forget the confinement. Look at your life. And that's why we're here tonight. We're not here to just have crusade. We're here that the limitation of your life, the confinement of your life, the infirmity in your life, the impossibility in your life will be taken away tonight in Jesus' name. And then he tells us in verse 12, look at verse 12. Verse 12 says, and when Jesus saw her, how happy I am tonight that Jesus has seen you where you are. He knows your problem. He knows your confinement. He knows the impossibility of your life. When Jesus saw her, saw all the trials that she had tried, but nothing worked. And he saw all the efforts that she had made, and nothing worked. All the natural means that she had applied, and nothing worked. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him. He will be calling you tonight. And when he calls your name, you must respond. Because it is your response to his call that will bring the breaking of the yoke. If he calls you and you remain adamant, stubborn in your infirmity, and you say, there's one papa I'm still going to visit, so I won't come to Christ. The papa you are going to visit has his own infirmity, has his own yoke. And the papa you are visiting, look at the children. The children too were not able to even finish school. If he could not help his children to finish school, what do you think? The papa that himself has a yoke unbroken, that is going to help you be wise tonight. When he calls me, I will answer. You will answer tonight. Because he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. What the woman had found impossible for 18 years, yours maybe for 30 years, for 40 years, you found that impossible. Jesus makes impossibility to become possible. In your life, you'll do it tonight. In verse 13, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The Lord tonight will straighten out your crooked life. The crooked life is a limited life. Is a confined life. The fellow does not know in his crookedness how to come out of darkness and come into the light. The fellow does not know inside his bondage how to come out of bondage and come into freedom. But tonight the Lord is calling you, and he will set you free. Once you hear him, come and repent of your sin. Turn away from that yoke of infirmity and impossibility. Say, Lord, I come. That coming to the Lord by faith will break the yoke out of your life in Jesus' name. Look at number two. Number two is repenting of the yoke of idolatry and immorality. Don't let anybody deceive you. Idolatry brings suffering, because you leave God, the creator, and you go to a man, the created. Because you give in idolatry, you give the glory that belongs to God alone. You give that to wood, you give that to stone, you give that to iron, you give that to mud that they make together and make like the picture or the figure of a human being. Idolatry, you leave bending to God and you are bending to an image. Idolatry, you leave surrendering to the God of heaven, and you are surrendering yourself to that idol. God hates idolatry because it has given the glory that belongs to him, given that to a created person, a created image, and giving it to man-made spirit, and going to the riverside and going to the jungle and making sacrifice, instead of understanding that all the sacrifice had been made by Jesus Christ our Lord. And he said, it is finished. And you say no to what Jesus said. And then you take your whatever fowl, you take whatever it is, and you go to offer to an idol. God hates that. And it makes the sacrifice of Christ of none effect. It's like, I don't care about the sacrifice of Christ. All I want you to do is to sacrifice to this deity, whoever the person is. Maybe an old person. And the idolatry might come with a title. God hates idolatry. Because if you carry a title with the idolatry, that means you are officiating, even as an idol worshiper, for other people that will come and bring themselves under the idolatry. He hates every individual that gives heart, mind, and life and comes to give or offer anything to an idol. And the person that officiates, helping to make him immersed into idolatry. God hates idolatry and he hates idol worshiping. And that's why today, as you realize that idolatry brings you into the yoke, you say, Lord, I didn't know all this, but now I know. It will set you free. Yeah. And there is also immorality, actually. You cannot separate idolatry from immorality. In the olden days, the idol worshippers had their temple and their shrine, and they had those temples. And generally, those days, they had temple prostitutes. And those temple prostitutes, they were there. They were honoring the deity, the God of rain, the God of harvest, the God of good weather, the God of prosperity, the God of name it, everything. And so they offered their body as offering to the deity that they worship. And you know, today, the people involved in immorality, you know what they do? They worship the face of a woman. Oh, she's so beautiful. And so they want to give their very life for the face of the woman. You know, the people that practice that today, they worship the stature, the stamina of a man. They say the man has good body, strong, and they worship that. That's immorality. When you surrender your flesh, you surrender your mind, you're looking for enjoyment, they worship the idol of enjoyment, the idol of infirmity, the idol of immorality. And all those things, when you realize that this is idolatry, other people worship money and they will sacrifice their very life to that idol of money. And Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. If you want to get the money, by all means, and then you go to, you know, all those people that try to say, okay, if you dig and then you bury this inside, then you will have multitude and you have much money, like all the worms that get up there. You know, French, that's idolatry. And you sell yourself into idolatry because you're looking for money. And you say, if you want this position, popularity, sacrifice this, sacrifice that, and you yield yourself to that, that is idolatry. And when you give the precious thing God has made, your life, your strength, your intelligence, your commitment, because you want to be a member of the gang, you have idolatry, you have immorality, and God hates that. That's why if you're really coming to the Lord, you know what you do? You repent of the idolatry and the immorality. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 5. And I read from verse 22. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself. And he shall be holding, he shall be bound with the cords of his sin. That's the yoke, is bound by the cord, is bound by the rope of the thing she gives, he gives himself to. Jeremiah chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 25. Your iniquities have turned away these things, good things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. Idolatry withholds the salvation of God from people. Immorality withholds the grace and the goodness of God from people. And when you want to have the goodness of God and the grace of God, and you want to have the provision of the Lord that he makes available through Jesus Christ, yes, you can, by turning away from every evil thing, the sin that you gave yourself to. And you remember, you wanted to pass exam, that's why you went for that idolatrous thing. You wanted to have a job, that's what why you went for that idolatrous thing. You wanted to, you know, have maybe a wife or husband, you wanted to have this and that, you went into idol worship. Now you come to the Lord, you say, Lord, I realize that idolatry and iniquity and immorality will hinder me from having a relationship with the Lord. Lord, I come, I surrender. And that moment you surrender, the Lord will receive you. Amen. Now, when I need a global amen, you give me local. We come to point number three. Number three now, releasing all from the yoke through instruction and intercession. Now, the Lord has made the way, and the Lord has set the way how we can be released from every yoke, and how we can be totally released and permanently released from everything that is referred to as yoke, beginning from the sickness, the disease, the infirmity. The Lord has the power to release you from every sickness, every disease, and every infirmity. And tonight will be your night in Jesus' name. And he has the power to release from iniquity, because iniquity will ruin any life. There is no man so strong that he can dabble into iniquity and sin, that iniquity will not ruin him. The Lord created us, and he did not create us for sin, for evil, for iniquity. He created us for himself. And when sin occupies the place that God is supposed to occupy, destruction comes to that man, to that woman, to that boy, to that girl. And to have a relationship with God and to have the salvation of God and to be ready and prepared to live with God up in heaven forever and ever, iniquity must be dealt with. And you come and you surrender all the iniquity unto the Lord. Infirmity, God will take care of that. Iniquity, God will take care of that. And the serious, serious life of idol worship, idolatry, giving the honor that goes to God alone and giving that to an image, mud, stone, wood, iron, giving that to even a man like yourself, making the man or the woman an idol, replacing God in your life. Once you turn away from that and say, Lord, I come, the Lord will have mercy on you. The Lord will forgive you. And the Lord will break that yoke out of your life in Jesus' name. Now, how do we have this release from the yoke that binds us, the yoke that confines us, the yoke that limits us, the yoke that hinders us from relationship with the Lord? How do we get the release? Well, follow, number one, the instruction of the Lord. Number two, we believe the intercession of the Lord. Look at the instruction of Matthew chapter 11. I'm reading from verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the instruction. It says, don't stay there. Don't remain there in your sin. Don't remain there in your iniquity. Don't remain there in your immorality. You must break the connection between you and the sin partner. You must break, destroy that connection with you and what they call girlfriends. They are not girlfriends, but that's how they call them, boyfriends. You break that association. Anything that makes you sin against God, that's not friendly. That's bringing evil into life. And when you obey Christ that said, leave that place, leave that relationship, and leave that connection with sin, and come unto me. And then he says, all ye that labor, you've labored and labored and labored so that you could make yourself free, but you could not. And you are heavy laden. The yoke sits heavy on your life, on your neck, on your personality. You're heavy laden. He says, if you come unto him, I will give you rest. He will give you rest. You follow his instruction. before you can have that rest, that release. Look at verse 29. In verse 29, it says, "For my yoke, take my yoke upon you and learn of me." It says, you come under his lordship. You come under his directives. You come under his instruction. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, this is the way. Walk ye in it. And when you accept that, and you take his yoke upon you. Now you understand. Already you have the heavy, limiting, confining yoke of sin. And you cannot have the yoke of sin there and the yoke of the Savior there at the same time. You'll not go together. You drop the yokes of the past. You come now under the leadership, discipleship of Christ. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly. And he says, it's lowly in heart, ye shall find rest to your soul. Rest is coming right now. Restoration is coming right now. Release. Release from all the yoke of the past. That release is coming, and you'll find rest unto your soul when forgiveness comes and it sets you free from the limitations of your life, and it grants you grace, and his grace works in your life. Then you have that rest. If you have been a backslider, a backslider is someone who was free before, but now for one reason or the other, he goes back to the bondage of the past, the yoke of the past. And he is saying, I was saved, past tense, I was saved, but now there is a yoke. Now there is an impossibility in his life, and the things he had let, the things he had been free from, is no more free from them, that the backslider. And now you can return to the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and then you'll find restoration, because it says, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Look at verse 30. In verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That is the instruction. But now there is intercession. Intercession. I'm sure you might have heard before. If you have not heard, I'll tell you. Christ was on the cross, nailed to the cross, because of you, because of your sin, because thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's why he came, to save you from sin and eventually to pay the price, the penalty of your sin. He was nailed to the cross for you. And then he made the prayer. He cried to the Father. That's the intercession. Now forgive them, Father, for they do not what they do. Look at Hebrews chapter 7. I'm reading from verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. The people that listen to the instruction is able to save them to the uttermost. The people that will rise away from their sin, away from their idolatry, the people that will reject and throw away their immorality, immoral relationships, and they come to the Lord and they say, "You have invited me, Lord, I come, Lord, I come." And you drop all those iniquities of the past, idolatry of your past life, immorality of your past life. Now, wherefore he, Christ, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he, look at this, he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He prayed on the cross of Calvary, but he's still praying for you. And tonight, Christ is praying for you. He's praying that your sins will be forgiven. Once you come and once you say, "Lord, I give up. I won't try again. I've been struggling and struggling. I can't save myself. I can't release myself. I can't set myself free. But you are the one that I confide in. I have confidence in you. I trust you. I believe you. I have faith, implicit, total faith in you, that you are now my Savior." Already he's making intercession for you. He will save you tonight. And he will heal you tonight. He will break every yoke out of your life tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 26. "For such an high priest became us who is holy." He's holy. There's nothing to condemn him before the Father. And the Father knows that he's transparently holy, permanently holy, perfectly holy. And so he is the only one qualified to pray for you and to have your sins forgiven, harmless. It's not going to harm you. It's going to take all the harm in your life away. All the hurt in your life is going to take all that away. Because it's harmless, undefiled, undefiled. Now, there's no defilement in him. You are the defiled one, the immoral one. You are the sinful one. And you come to him. And when you come to him, he cleanses you from all sin. Separate from sinners. He didn't join the sinners when he was here on earth. And they wanted him to compromise, but no. Because if he had gone to commit the sin they were committing, he won't be a savior. Separate from sinners so that it can be your Savior and made higher than the heavens. The name of Jesus is higher than every name and any name. His name is Savior. His name is Healer. His name is Deliverer. And tonight you come to Jesus having faith in him as your Savior, he will save you. Yeah. Having faith in him as your healer, he will heal you. Yeah. Having faith in him as your deliverer, he will deliver you tonight. Yeah. And so you follow his instruction. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Salvation has come. Yeah. This is the day that we're speaking about, and that everyone that will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone, everyone, everyone that shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And everyone that will call on the name of the Lord will be healed. Yeah. will be delivered, will be set free. Come unto him and bring all your burdens, all the yoke, everything that you carry. And the Lord has promised, and his promise will not fail. Give me a global amen.
Amen.
That when you turn away from every sin that you know that has confined your life, that has fouled up your life, every sin that has defiled your life, and every sin that you couldn't bring solution to, you couldn't be free, now you obey his instruction. Come unto me, come unto me, come, come unto me. And as you come, he'll save you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You've heard the instruction of the Lord himself, and you want to respond. You want to be free from your sin, from your iniquity, from your idolatry, from your immorality. And you want to present yourself before the Lord, the Savior, the only one that can save you. He invites you now. If you want that forgiveness that he prayed for on the cross of Calvary, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. And he's interceding for you now. You want to benefit from that intercession. You follow the instruction of the Lord. Come unto me. You raise up your hand. You say, Lord, thank you. You died for me. I will not reject you. I will not neglect your salvation. Thank you, Lord. You call me and I answer. You raise up your hand. You're an old person, man or woman, a young person, man or woman, a boy or a girl, and you realize that iniquity will ruin you. Sin will ruin you. And you want now to take the benefit of forgiveness, the benefit of freedom. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And you want to take that benefit now. He's giving the instruction, come unto me, come unto me. The Spirit of God is nudging at your heart there, and is saying, you are the man, you are the woman. Why don't you raise up your hand and come unto Christ right now? Tell the Lord, as you raise up your hand, I come, Lord, I come. It says, behold, I stand at your door, I knock. Now, if somebody is standing at your door and is bringing good things unto you, keeps on knocking and knocking, you'll be wise to open. Because if you don't open the door to that one knocking, the good thing he has brought will not be yours. He wants to change your life or bring a miserable sinner to a happy child of God. So he knocks at the door. You raise up your hand there and you stand up now. You say, Lord, I heard. You are talking to me and I know it. You are raising up your hand. You are standing up. You are saying, Lord, I come. You told me to come. Come unto me. Come unto Christ. He is Savior. Come unto Christ. He is the liberator. Liberate you from every sin, every iniquity. Liberate you from the immorality you couldn't liberate yourself from. And when he liberates you, then you follow his teaching. Learn of me. And as you learn and follow him and follow through, that's how he will take you to heaven that he has gone to prepare for you. Stand up right there. We're praying now. While you're standing up, commit your life to the Lord. Lord, I come away. Come out of my sin, of my evil, of my past, confined, defiled, defeated life. Now I come to Christ as my Savior. Tell him. Whosoever comes to him, he will not cast away. Whosoever comes to him, he will not reject. Give yourself, give your heart unto the Lord, and then he'll break the yoke of iniquity, the yoke of idolatry, the yoke of immorality, and you'll not go back to those things anymore. Tell the Lord, already he's praying for you, interceding for you, and he's so happy you have surrendered now to him, and his salvation becomes yours. We'll pray together now. Keep standing and keep your hand up. And the sin you have come out from, you'll not go back to them anymore. You become a new creature in Christ. Old things pass away. All things become new. We're praying. Pay attention. Believe. Receive. Father, we thank you because of your call through Jesus that we shall come out of darkness into the light, come out of sin to the Savior, and come out of our self-effort and come to the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. Lord, I pray everyone who has wholeheartedly surrendered himself, herself unto you, and they say they come completely, fully, permanently unto Christ the Savior. I pray, forgive them in Jesus' name. Turn their lives around for the better. Transform their lives. We're saved by grace through faith. Grant them that faith right now, and the grace that brings them unto Christ, confirm in their lives in Jesus' name. And we pray that your spirit will bear witness with their heart, with their spirit, that their sins are forgiven. Their lives are released. Their souls are now saved. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. Now a global amen. Our counselors are there, here, at the Alpha location, and they're all over where we are gathered together. And then if you're online, you'll see the information there on your screen, and give all the details requested so that we can follow up on you, and your salvation will not be temporary but permanent in Jesus' name. We ask our moderating overseer tonight to come and lead us in this session before we come back for the miracle, healing, deliverance, dominion, wonder-working prayer.
Amen. Please, our counselors, Let's attend to these brethren that are standing quickly. All over the places, my left hand side, right hand side, at the far back, please let's attend to them. Write their names in capital to enable us to be able to read it properly. Write their phone numbers as well and the addresses. Please, if your house or where you stay, the address is not too direct. A popular, important place that we can recognize. Please, you can describe it at the back. Quickly, please. Our counselors, let's do that. There is joy in heaven because you have just come home. You have been added to the body of Christ. The Bible says, just one sinner repents, there's joy in heaven. Thousands of people have repented all over the world, all over the globe. So there is joy. You coming to the Lord is something very good, very important. So please counsel us. Let's be fast as we take down their names. Please give the correct information how we can locate you. If you don't have a phone, maybe the compound you are living, either your dad or your mom or your friend has a phone number, please you can give that so that we can reach you immediately. If you are watching online, and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via radio or television, and you have just given your life to Christ, please send your name to this phone number and your location to the number I want to read out now. Either via SMS or WhatsApp. +234 91 54 44 9263. I'll take it again. Those listening on radio or television, just give me your life. Please send an SMS to us via this number or through the WhatsApp. +234 91 54 44 9263. There will be a special meeting, a lunch hour with Jesus for all those who gave their life tonight and yesterday. Please, here at this campground, there's that youth hall. Just right where you are coming from the gate, by your right hand side, but now by my left hand side. Please be there by 3 p.m. tomorrow. There will be a special online banquet for all those watching online who gave their life to Christ on Sunday, the 8th of February, 2026. More details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. For this Alpha location, we are going to have the banquet on the 8th of February, 2026, at Deeper Life Bible Church, Deeper Life Avenue of IBB Way, Uyo, by 3 p.m. I believe other locations or other regions in Akwa Ibom, both north as well as south, we also have their own in the designated places. They have their regional headquarters, but they will be duly informed. But for us in Uyo here and the environ, we are meeting at the Deeper Life Headquarter Church, located at Deeper Life Avenue of IBB Way. Please, let's be there. More importantly, if you are received a miracle, and I believe you receive a miracle, like even those of us here tonight, something great is coming your way. Your amen, as if you don't believe me. Something great is coming your way. You are a target for miracle. But those of us who are virtually watching, if you are receiving a miracle, please, we want to share with you. Send your testimony via the WhatsApp number that has been displayed or the testimony link on the screen. You can also record a video of your testimony and share with us via WhatsApp or Telegram. Please, we are expecting that now to share with the whole globe what God has done. And I know for sure that things are happening all over the world. You didn't say amen. Our God is on the throne. I say he's on the throne. Please, let me get an information. By my left-hand side, those moderating or those coordinating the writing of the names, if you are true, by my left-hand side, can I see a sign? I'm not seeing any sign by my left-hand side. Please, let's be smart about it. Right? Those of us in my front, you are writing their names and you are true. Give us a sign that you are okay. Or that sister, are you, or that brother, are you waving your hand or what? Right, that's great. Now, by my right hand side this way, can you give me a sign that you are true? All right, God bless you. I said, God bless you. Right. I'm waiting for those by my left-hand side. I've not gotten any sign. Right, that is great. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Something great is about happening. You must receive something tonight. Our Father and the Lord is coming on stage to release the blessing of God from above. There is one thing I know, when he prays, God always answers. Tonight, he will answer your prayer.
Another amen. Amen. Healing for you. Amen. Deliverance for you. Amen. Power manifestation in your life. Infirmity will be taken away from you. Amen. Sickness healed out of your body. Amen. That disease will not remain there. Amen. If you believe it will happen to you, say good globally, amen. Amen. Identify where you have the challenge. Identify what the infirmity had been. 8 years, 18 years, 30 years, 40 years. Christ is able. Able to heal. Able to deliver. Able to set free. Identify that infirmity, that sickness, that disease, and bring it to the Lord, because now he comes and he heals. When you have identified it, you lay your hand. When you discover it, then you raise up the other hand, and then we pray, and the name we're praying by always works, because in his name, through his name, faith in his name will take away that sickness, that infirmity tonight. He's done it for other people. He will do it for you. Are you ready? Heaven is ready for you. At the end of the prayer, when you hear that final amen, you open your eyes to check up and you'll find Christ, the great miracle worker, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has done it again. Already now, you raise up one hand, you lay the other hand where you have the infirmity, the disease, the sickness, the bondage. Father, in Jesus' name, we know and we're sure that your promise will never fail. You said, ask, it shall be given unto you. We're asking now, and we know you're giving it to everyone. You said, seek, and he shall find. We're seeking now, and we know the seek will find healing. You said we should knock, and the door will be open. We're knocking now at your door, and we know you open the door and you release healing for everyone right now in Jesus' name. Whatever infirmity, whatever sickness, whatever disease, no matter how long it has stayed there, Lord, we pray, bring healing right now in Jesus' name. Insanity, madness, I command, be delivered in Jesus' name. Pain anywhere in the body, we're asking, Lord, because we know we're healed by your stripes. Let the healing stripes of Christ come upon everyone now and take the pain away in Jesus' name. Whatever, Lord, may be the name of the sickness, from blindness to deafness to dumbness to arthritis to cancer to ulcer to elephantiasis or any swelling in anyone, Lord, I pray your divine wonder-working hand will touch everyone now, heal them in Jesus' name. Every yoke, every affliction, every attack, and every work of the devil, demons, tormenting any life, I take authority over that right now. Set them free in Jesus' name. Demons of any name, nature, work, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, everywhere now, in your faithfulness, in your power, Lord, I pray your touch heal everyone. Amen. Your touch and deliver everyone. Amen. Manifest your power. Amen. Let no sickness, let no infirmity prevail as we mention your name. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. Because we know it is done. Manifestation in every life. The demonstration of your power in every life. A performance, Lord. There, 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 out there, everywhere. And the final amen, let it be so in every life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is done. Check up yourself. You'll find he healeth me. Yes, healing. You will come out to the left hand side here, where our leaders will find out what has happened. And you'll be given the opportunity to give your testimony.